Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Later on this morning, Senator Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare, a conservative Republican who's going to be challenging her in the primary in West Virginia. State Senator Tom Willis is going to be our very special guest. You need to really get to know this guy because he is our... I think he's our only hope regarding West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. So Tom Willis is going to be our very special guest after the 8 o'clock news. Right now, talking with two fascinating people, lovely people. We got Carly Dittmar, who is the Fulton Flash citizen journalist who's been covering the homeless problems for quite a while and cares deeply about them. A lot of people don't realize how much you care about them, and
you want them
to get help. And you reached out to this guy, Dr. Norman Wood, originally from Marshall County, whose credentials are so long, it's like two pages long, and if I try to read all of them, then there's no time left to do the show. But he is a former state trooper. He's a medical doctor. He's run clinics. He has the answer. It sounds to me like he's got the answer for homelessness, and it is not about them not having homes. I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's about taking care of them, their mental health needs. And we were talking about this for, I don't know, how many weeks or months has it been now when we first had you on to talk about this?
Well, it took me 9 months to get him into the...
Right, but when you first came on the show...
6 months or so.
Okay, but after that, after this, then next thing you know, then the state of West Virginia, Governor Morrissey is a representative, is talking with you, and now Donald Trump is on board. I don't want to take all the credit for this because, of course, it all started with me. So maybe 90 to 95% of the credit, would that be fair to say, Carly?
I told you, you're the reason that we get the word out. Who's going to listen to
us? I'm joking. She's serious.
But I'm telling this all the time.
I can't. Well, Donald Trump is not listening to this show or watching the Facebook live stream of this going, oh, Dimitri's for this. I guess I should do this now.
People that have their eyes closed for so long.
This is amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me. I mean, we helped start this thing because of this doctor, because of you. So tell me, you reached out to the governor's office, Governor Morrissey, West Virginia. What happened?
I was invited down to the state capitol, and I talked to one of the cabinet members, Mr. Capehart. And we had a very good discussion. He seemed genuinely interested, and he's going to take this information back to the governor.
Was he playing you, or do you think he was sincere?
I think they were sincere. I think they were sincere. And I didn't know a lot about Governor Morrissey until I met him up here in Wheeling when he came up to give the little speech for his first 100 days. And he seemed like, and he even stated, he's not a status quo type of guy. He wants to solve the problems.
Yeah.
So this is a prime example or a prime opportunity for the governor to take the bull by the horns and lead the nation in this effort.
Yeah. By any chance that he mentioned that he heard about you on my show, that he mentioned Dimitri at all? Governor Morrissey?
No, he didn't. He didn't mention your name.
probably forgot it. Anyway, so what do you think the solution is for West Virginia and every other state?
Well, a lot of the states now are starting to turn back towards the other way, and a lot of the states are building the new psychiatric hospitals. And see, in West Virginia, we have no facility to place these people. They need chronic care. These 90-day clinics here on the street corners will never work, and we now know why. It takes the brain up to 2 years, if not longer, to heal from the drug addictions. And before that occurs, they can't change their behavior. They're not making good decisions. So they're stuck in a world. They're stuck in their own living hell. And it's not like we're punishing them by putting them in a hospital for 2 years. We're saving their lives. We're rescuing those people. And anyone who has ever taken care of those people long term understands that.
So your solution is to build one psychiatric hospital in West Virginia?
Well, we need three or four. We need more because... 60%, and I used to be the medical director for the West Virginia Divisions of Corrections and Rehabilitation, so I know these stats. We have.
Is there anything you haven't done? Honest to God, this guy is inventing pillows. He's writing novels. Books. He's saving the world. This, that, and the other. He's a guest on my show.
I've got
this
my scars.
Oh my goodness! I hate overachievers. And I'll tell you why. They make me look so bad.
Oh,
I can't stand them. I cannot stand these people.
But West Virginia.
But here you are.
West Virginia does not have a chronic care hospital.
How big should this first one be?
We need a 1,000-bed hospital to start.
1,000-bed?
1,000-bed. The average or the bigger sized.
Wait a minute. You said there are 1,500 in the state of West Virginia, 1,500 homeless people.
Yeah, but we have 12,000 inmates in the penitentiaries and the jails, and they're there mainly because of drug offenses.
So it's not just the homeless, it's anyone.
Oh, not at all.
These are we're talking more than homeless people. We're talking
Absolutely.
About people who are hardcore addicts.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Many of those hardcore addicts are homeless people, but you're looking at something much bigger.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Right now, about 80% of the convictions that are sent to our prisons and jails are over substance abuse. 60% of our inmates right now in the penitentiaries are addicted to drugs or alcohol. And another,
but they can't get them in the penitentiary.
Another 20 to 30% of those are serving time for drug-related offenses, for property crimes that are drug-related.
Yeah.
So we have the vast majority of our inmates, which we have approximately 12,000, which are in the penitentiary, the jails, and the juvenile facilities. In all the facilities, we have about 12,000 people that we're keeping. And the vast majority of those are in there because of the drug addictions or mental illness. And that's the other thing. We have 40% of our inmates have mental illness diagnoses. 10% of those are severe mental illness diagnoses. They're not getting the help they need in a prison or a jail. It's absolutely the worst place to put them. If we're ever hoping to break this revolving door, this recidivism rate that we have in the state, we have to do that, because only if we have those people someplace in a state hospital for 2 to 3 years will they be able to walk out of that hospital and have any chance of having a normal life, getting a job, paying taxes, and not being a burden on the state but contributing to it.
All right, you make a great case, but do you have concrete evidence of successes by another state that's already done what you're proposing for West Virginia?
No, nobody's doing it.
Wait a minute. You said that they're being built in different
states.
They're
being built, but there's no programs. They're starting that direction now.
There's literally not one state in the nation that has a psychiatric hospital that you are proposing that's already gone through this?
No. Arizona is probably the lead right now, and it started about a year ago, but we still don't have their data because it takes 2 to 3 years to get that data. But they have actually started that. One of the people that was working with Dr. Rita Goldstein on this is actually working with the prison systems in Arizona. But that's the start. But the other states that are building the psychiatric hospitals, we have to have the facilities before we can ever start the program. In West Virginia does not have a facility for chronic care patients.
All right, let's say Governor Morrissey walks into the studio right now and says, I'm sold, what do I need to do? How long would it take from his okay to opening the doors?
Probably 3 to 4 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because the cost would be $250 to $300 million to build the facility.
Well, that's the amount of money. That's the amount of money they gave to those multi-billionaires for the Forum Energy thing in Weirton. That's not. They're more than happy to give it to these multi-billionaires.
Yes. And Governor Morsi, when he was our Attorney General, he actually won the opioid settlement where West Virginia got up to at least $1 billion in this money. We should take a portion of that money to build a facility that will benefit the people where that money was actually earned on the backs of the families that are taking care of loved ones that have this addictions and mental illness.
So they haven't spent the money already?
A lot of the money's been spent.
Well, then that so much for your theory.
This has to start someplace.
Absolutely.
And a call out to our mayors.
Oh, out to Denny.
Denny Magruder. It's Wheeling Mayor Denny Magruder. Don't say the Denny, because they're going to think it's the Denny's restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about
Mayor Magruder? All of the mayors of our cities in West Virginia, all across this country, need to be putting pressure on their local representatives, their state representatives, even the federal representatives, to where we can get this, to where we can have these facilities to put these people. Because right now, West Virginia has nothing.
Yeah,
Ohio does. Okay. West Virginia has nothing.
And you say Ohio does. They're in the process of building a psychiatric hospital? Where?
I'm not sure where. But I was Googling and researching it, and Ohio's on the list with Virginia. I don't believe Pennsylvania was on the list, but West Virginia is not on the list.
You know, you're at the cutting edge here of something very, very important. I shared this with you during the commercial break. You should really write a book on this, because now is the time.
Yes, I may.
I mean, you know, with Trump now signing on to this thing, and this, I mean, you're...
Yes, his executive order was almost like I had written it.
Yes.
It was almost verbatim from some of my information that I had sent to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Goodness, are you sure Trump doesn't listen to this show?
He may listen to this guy.
I want to take all the credit that I can get.
But Carly, the city is now sold on him. I had a meeting with the mayor, the city manager,
Dan Magruder, and Bob Herron, and Michelle
Mr.
was
Lanham.
Was Michelle there?
No, just the three of them.
Have you seen her shoes? Ever seen her? She has the best shoes. Honest, July 4th, red, white, and blue. Spectacular. Anyway, so who else was there now?
Next time I come, I'm gonna bring talking shoes.
That'd be nice.
So I had a meeting with the three of them, and they've given up with the homeless. They've
given up. Wait a minute. Wait, you're making it pretty strong.
They've given up on what to do to make some progress.
So they're saying they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
All right.
And I said, could you hold off on any town meetings or town halls or whatever
it is?
They're
useless anyway.
Until you speak again to this man.
Dr. Norman Wood.
So we are going to in August. We've got the date set.
What's the date?
Just in August, okay?
What the hell is, what kind of answer is that? The date's set.
I have my reasons.
All right.
I have my reasons.
All
and
right.
That's when he's going to also tell Mayor.
He is Dr. Wood.
Dr. Wood is going to tell Mayor Magruder, listen, you could be known for setting, you know.
He'd be a leader.
Exactly.
He'd be a leader. Exactly. This would be fantastic for
and
Denny.
And then the governor picks it up. But we've got to get all these senators in West Virginia. I'm going to call a couple of them when I get home that I know.
Yeah.
And tell them to get on board and start pushing this.
Is Ryan Weld on board with this?
I haven't heard a word about
it. What about Laura?
Laura would listen, yes.
Okay.
Laura would.
Chris Rose certainly would. Marshall County. He's great.
Well, I want to tell you, I have a senator in the Charleston area. Mike Azinger.
Yeah.
That helps me, leads me in this direction, that direction, and he'll push it. He has asked me to help distribute the In God We Trust signs that they're going to put in the schools, and he asked if I would deliver them to the Ohio County schools.
Wait, don't bury the lead. What did you just say about West Virginia public schools?
They're going to have, because of Senator Azinger, In God We Trust signs. In our Ohio County schools.
A schoolroom?
Each schoolroom.
We need to get this guy on the air. This is another show. So where exactly, so you're saying that Mayor Denny Magruder and City Manager Bob Herron, and who was the third person?
The Assistant City Manager, Lanham.
Lanham.
L-A-N-H-M.
All right.
They're wonderful. They're our city council. I said, you know, our city council won't listen to us.
Oh, it's a clown show.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. But you're telling me that they are serious about listening to Dr. Wood with this solution.
Serious enough to have another meeting. This time, I'm going with this guy. And he's going to speak just like today. I said, I don't know why I'm here.
You say another meeting, so you've already had one?
I've had one with him. He met with him before a city council meeting.
Oh.
I wanted him to speak in front of the city council.
Oh, okay.
But now they're going to listen to him, and Trump, just in between that and when they set the meeting, is perfect.
Yeah. And all because of you, Carly, honestly, you know, getting this guy and having him on my show here, and now you can just, it's a force multiplier. I mean, even the president, as soon as I saw President, you know, Trump and homeless, I thought, well, what is this?
Right, right.
I started reading the story, and I thought, oh, my God, that's Dr. Norman Wood. We've actually covered this on my show with this guy.
That's what I told my girlfriend.
I couldn't believe it.
Maybe he took
that's
notes
why I
from
said
me.
It. That's why I said it to you folks.
Yeah.
Were you aware of this, that Trump had done that?
Only after it came out.
Okay, when I sent it to you.
Well, no, I had seen it prior to that.
Oh, okay, because I was going to take all the credit for that, too. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Norman. We need to talk with this guy during the break about how to do a talk show here. Oh, God, tough crowd. Tough crap. Got a short break coming up here, and then more with their very special guests. It's one thing to curse the darkness. These two are lighting a candle, and it's a very bright, blazing candle indeed. And anything that you, dear listeners, can do to help get the word out about Dr. Norman Wood, and of course, Carly Dittmar helping to push this thing, the first real solution that I have heard of regarding the homeless. It's not about housing. It's not about arresting them, which I thought would be the answer. But it is instead a whole different vibe, a whole different view of this, that they are mentally ill, a lot of it because the drug and alcohol addiction. And we need to build state hospitals, not like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No.
No. This is a different world now, right?
Yes, it
completely
is.
No nurse
yes,
ratchet, and they don't do lobotomies anymore or anything
no,
like
no.
Well, you know, I have a theory about that. When that thing came out, I think that's when a lot of people, do-gooders, said we need to shut down state hospitals because they're horror shows, and oh my God, look at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I think that that film that actually did a lot of damage.
Yeah,
I really do. Great film. Yeah. Great film. But did a lot of, and Jack Nicholson, my God, is he great.
Yes.
Did a lot of damage. And so now the tide has turned, and you're right at the front of this thing, Norman. This is, take a short break. More with our very, very special guests.